Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go, man. I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. I got one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, guess what? Rocket can.
Coming up in 20 minutes, it's the Wizard of Oz.
He waves the wand and makes the picks for this weekend in the NFL and college football. Plus, at the end of the hour, we'll have your advanced analytics behind the poll question. Which of the NFL games tomorrow would you take your nap through? And your epic fail. Joining us this morning here on the show is our good friend. He's going to be on the call in Manhattan, Kansas, a.k.a. Manhappiness, as number 12 Kansas State in the Sunflower Showdown takes on Kansas, where they win the Wildcats head to the Big 12 championship game to face TCU. Joining us this morning on the show, the call is going to be on Fox on Saturday night, our friend Tim Brando. Tim, good morning.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. I'm hearing from DA. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. You got a good singing voice, Timmy.
Well, I was once, I was once a stage star. I mean, I was. You can look it up. I was part of the act in Hub Brando and the Dreamers back in the early 60s. We traveled SAC air bases. I played in Bermuda, Goose Bay, Labrador. I played Harmon, Newfoundland, all those places when I was a child.
And yeah. You were the lead singer of the band?
No, I was just part of the act. I was the six-year-old that gave comic relief, you know.
Brando and the Dreamers, huh?
Brando and the Dreamers, and Pop put me out in front of a bunch of people, so there was no hope for me. You know, I was thrown onto a stage with a microphone in front of me and addicted for life. Yeah.
That is great. That's so tremendous. This game, Kansas and Kansas State, should be fun. Both well-coached teams. Both have had successful seasons, but for K-State, there's something big on the line, a chance to go to the Big 12 championship game. Should K-State get there, what type of challenge do you think they could provide TCU?
A big one. You know, we had the game, I think it was 6 weeks ago. TCU came from 18 down. It was the second consecutive win from, it was 17 points behind Oklahoma State the week before. They came back and won in the fourth quarter. Max Duggan had an incredible Heisman-esque fourth quarter. He did the same thing the following week in primetime. And at the time, TCU was number 8 and K-State was number 17. And that was part of the beginning of those string of come-from-behind wins that TCU had that has not stopped since, including, of course, last week on the road at Baylor. And of course, they beat TCU fairly handily. On the road, they beat Texas, I should say, rather handily with their defense 2 weeks ago. But it would be a great game. And it's hard, as you know, to win over the same team in two consecutive opportunities. So a rematch would be really tough, I think, for TCU. Texas would be the beneficiary in all likelihood if Kansas State were to lose. And the Longhorns would probably slide into the title game if that were the case. But it would be a heck of a game. Kansas State has played very well offensively. They've gotten on a nice little roll of their own in the last 3 weeks. So I think that would be a magnificent rematch if it were to happen.
What did you think about the end of last week's game for TCU, that fire drill field goal? Some people criticized the sequence in which they stopped the clock on second down, ran the football on third, no timeouts, ran the field goal kicker out on fourth down. What'd you make of that?
I thought it was beautifully executed. And, you know, the kicker was cool. He was he looked a little bit late getting out there. Okay, and whenever compared to NFL situations where you have that fire drill situation that comes up, it looked like he was the last one to the party. But to me, he was really cool. And the reason they ran that play was because they wanted to get him in the middle of the field. They were on the far left hash on the play that preceded that. So it did make sense. Spencer and I were in Minnesota getting ready to do our game, which was on immediately after the game between with TCU and Baylor. And frankly, like everybody else, we were thinking, okay, are they going to be able to pull this off?
Yeah. Because
in college, you don't see it executed that well. In the pros, they should. They spend a lot of time on it. But in college, they spend time on it, too. We've been at run-throughs or Fast Fridays when you see them doing a lot of special teams work. But I thought the cool under pressure was pretty incredible. And I think the one reason people made a big deal out of it at the end was it appeared that the kicker, Griffin Kale, got out a little bit late. But maybe he got out late because he didn't want to think about it, you know?
So, yeah.
He handled it. There's no question about that. But this has been some cardiac kids group, man. They look like a team of destiny. They really do.
Close your eyes and swing the leg and hope it goes through the goalposts. Tim Brando joins us from Fox Sports. He's got K-State against Kansas coming up on Saturday night. You oftentimes talk about playoff privilege and that the door is closed in a lot of schools. When you see the current playoff rankings, is there anybody that stands out that's not getting a fair look in your mind?
No. To be honest with you, the thing that jumps out to me, D.A., is this conversation in past years has been about my anger, angst, and bitterness with the current system of the college football playoff. And I will only advise you this week to look at the schedule and tell me how much more fun it would be if we were looking at 12 instead of four teams because of all the parity that we've seen this year. The notion that teams that would be playing that are ranked 15th or 16th could be in the mix. You know, some might say, well, the Michigan-Ohio State game won't mean quite as much. It looks to be an elimination game. It wouldn't mean quite as much. Well, you know what? For that one game, I'll gladly give that up to have about five or six more games that mean even more. And I think that that's what we're going to see as time rolls on when we do move to 12. When that happens, who knows? More than likely, it'll be 26. It doesn't appear that the bureaucracy's involved. The commissioners are going to be able to do this as fast as the presidents would like. But as for what team might be overlooked or not getting as much love from the committee as perhaps they should, I don't know that there's one that's out there because everyone's got flaws. Everyone has warts. To some extent, the Michigan-Ohio State game, I don't know that if that game ends in a field goal, let's say it's a walk-off field goal, and Ohio State wins it. Is Michigan really out of it? I'm not so sure. People are suggesting that only two SEC teams could get in, not two Big Ten teams could get in. And I think the potential is there if the game is as competitive as it's been in the past. Now, with all the injuries, particularly at running back that Michigan's having, I suspect Ohio State will take care of business.
I wanted to ask you more about that game. If there's a way for Michigan to keep this thing close, maybe even pull off the upset, they're about a touchdown, 7.5-point underdog. What's that game plan for the Wolverines look like?
Well, they got to make sure that they keep the Ohio State explosiveness, the dynamic plays from taking place. Any passing play of over 25 yards, a running play or greater than 15 yards. And honestly, with the injuries that they've had, that the Buckeyes have had through the course of the year, you know, Henderson's been hurt. Mylon Williams is currently hurt, the backup running back. It's been about, 7 weeks since Spencer and I had Ohio State, but they've not been completely healthy. You know, Smith and Jigba's been out. They have not had a full complement of players. It's a good thing that they are loaded with the talent that they're loaded with, because very few football programs could endure the number of injuries that they've had at skilled positions and still go unscathed. I think that the key for Michigan is to limit Ohio State's explosives. And then they got to hope that they can still manifest a running game without Corum. And I don't know that that's going to be possible. Know this, though, DA. This is a team, Michigan's a team that has all of the tools defensively to limit what Ohio State can do offensively. They are built, in essence, to beat Ohio State. But on the road, with all the talent that Ohio State has, they're two or three deeps. When you go to the second and third level of their roster, they're still better than most teams in the country. And that's what has separated them this season. They've gotten by with it, okay, to this point. But against Michigan, this is a different kind of team defensively. And I think maybe the best team that Ohio State has played, their offense especially, has played all year long.
I was like getting some big picture questions to you, because you're always really good about this and the history of the game, et cetera. Because we've seen so much parity this year, and because the door is going to open up for the college football playoff and expansion at some point in time, NIL, mm-hmm. transfer portal, do you think this is the start of a college football landscape that is consistently pretty wide open?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's never been more flat, DA. And, you know, as much dirt as a lot of the, and I say dirt because people want to put levels of leniency with the privileged. That still exists, okay? If you were Texas or Oklahoma, all right, if your name had Texas or Oklahoma next to it, the levels of expectation on TCU would be a lot easier, okay? All the pundits had them losing 2 weeks ago when they went to Texas. Even more had them having a hiccup against Baylor, a team that had revenge on their mind because it was TCU that cost Baylor a chance at the playoff last year. I know, because it was a game that Spencer and I had, but they still got through. The level of expectations won't be the same once we go to 12, because we're going to be talking about teams that are above average, not necessarily great, but above average in terms of their reputation. They're not all going to be pure playoff privilege. It's now about matchups. College football is about matchups now, because the rosters, yes, Ohio State is deeper and stronger at every position offensively. Yes, Georgia has the best 22 in college football. Their depth isn't as good as Ohio State's, but they got the best 22. Alabama was not your typical Alabama team. And look what LSU has done in just 1 year under Brian Kelly to have pulled off what they have. And to be in a potential situation to make the playoff with two losses were they to run the table. I think that this is wonderful for the game. It's going to spread geographically throughout the country, where a USC, by example, can give up 45 points and still be in the hunt. Well, because that was a whale of a game that they played with UCLA. There are different levels of football and strengths of teams across the country. But when they have to play against certain teams, how do they really match up? You know, Caleb Williams has not gone against the secondary anywhere as good as Max Duggan has gone through in the TCU schedule this season. But Caleb's got incredible numbers, therefore he moves to the top of the Heisman race. Bottom line is this, okay? College games' greatest days are in front of them. Okay, it is time for this kind of progress to be taking place. And when we get to 12, and when you see some Big Ten football on CBS as well as NBC, as well as Fox, and yes, ABC and ESPN too, we are growing the sport, DA, and that's what college football has so desperately needed. College football needed to look at the NFL blueprint with regard to the way it televises its games. And I think that more of America is going to be in touch with the game because more electronic media is invested in the game.
How good is that? Tim is the best. Tim Brando, one of the voices of college football on Fox. He's got the call for Kansas State and Kansas on Saturday night. Big one, because if the Wildcats win, they are headed to the Big 12 championship game against undefeated TCU. So keep an eye out for the game. Should be a good one. Tim, it's always great to catch up. It's the most wonderful time of the year, as you said, man. Thanks so much for finding time for us.
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Give my best to everyone there.
Back at you. Tim Brando joining us this morning on the show. Always love talking ball with Tim. Always love it. Excellent stuff as always. So, let's make some picks. When we come back, it's the Wizard of Odds. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dabi dee da ba da, da ba dee da ba da, da ba dee ba ba da.
Thank you.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Tanks Govern to you, everybody. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. As always, you can watch the show at watchda.com. You can watch the show on Twitch and on YouTube. You can watch our clips as well on our social media platforms. Follow me on Instagram for the best of the show every single day, the funniest moments of the show. I post. That's at Damon Amendo. Follow me there. And long-form segments available on YouTube as well. You know, the Wizards been having largely a good year. Making money. That's what it's all about. The Wizard has had a series of 4-1 weeks. So, overall, good year, good times, good cash.
Oh, okay.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
But last week, he took one on the chin, went 2-3, got a little sassy with the Tennessee Volunteers, thinking that they would be leading after the first quarter in South Carolina. That did not happen. Boo, hiss. And got jammed up on the Giants last week as well. Think of that. New York could step up and beat up on the Lions at home. That didn't happen. Boo, hiss. But from where the Wizard sits today, he's really liking what he's feeling.
This beard has been getting in my way all season. It's actually starting to disintegrate. And so the hair is getting into my mouth. I'm breathing it in. I'm choking on it. Back in a character. Curtains up. Showtime. Okay, so from where the Wizard sits today, he feels very comfortable going into this weekend's college football and NFL action. For the season, the Wizard is 5 games over .500, 30-25. Let's get it going.
I'm a what?
A wizard.
Who's the Wizard of Odds? It's DA.
It's the Wizard of Odds.
Wizard of Odds.
The odds are that you'll be a winner today. The Wizard is here, make you feel okay. Hey.
All right, we begin with college football. We begin with Friday's college football action. How about Nebraska, Iowa? What's the reason to watch this, DA? Do you like punts? Do you like defense? I thought so. The total in this game is 38.5, okay? This one's being played in Iowa City at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa's defense is incredibly stout. They don't give up many points, and they don't score many points. In fact, if you look at their totals, they've had some of the lowest totals by Vegas' standards ever, including last week against Minnesota when a total of 23 points were scored. 13-10, an Iowa win. The total in this game is 38.5. That total would have went under the last 3 weeks of Iowa games and 9 times this season. For 38.5 in an Iowa game, that's a lot of points. I don't think Nebraska, in a transition mode with an interim coach, is going to Iowa City and putting up many points, and I don't think Iowa's going to do the same. Give me the under on 38.5 Hawkeyes Huskers.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Next up, let's go SEC. LSU and A&M. The season is over for A&M. Over. 7 losses. They're not going to a bowl game. They've already been eliminated from bowl contention. So what does A&M have to play for? The answer is nothing. Nothing. And here comes LSU, who already have a spot in the SEC championship game, but you know they can't afford a third loss. You know they got to win and win big and keep the pressure on the College Football Playoff Committee to let them in. This game is Saturday night. From College Station, I expect a half-empty College Station. There might be more LSU fans there. Did you see the A&M UMass crowd last week? At halftime, nobody came back to their seats. There was literally 7,000 people in a 90,000-seat stadium. This could be more LSU fans than A&M fans. LSU needs it. A&M doesn't. Season over. LSU favored by 10 points. I think it's a whitewash. I think the Tigers go to College Station and blast, absolutely blast Jimbo. Man, you don't think Brian Kelly wants to send a little message to A&M? Because remember, they were sniffing around Jimbo. They were sniffing around before Brian Kelly got that job. I think LSU hammers A&M. Give me the Bayou Bengals laying the 10.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Finally, some Pac-12 action. DA, please don't make me watch Arizona, Arizona State. Please do not put me through that, DA. It's a holiday weekend. I won't make you watch it, but I would suggest betting on it. Because Arizona, Arizona State, Friday afternoon at FS1, has the classic team packed up, ready for the offseason, with an interim coach that ain't going to be back. Arizona State needs something in the offseason. New coach, new identity, new brand. They're playing out the string. They're 3-8. They're on the road against Arizona in Tucson. Rivalry game. Arizona is only favored by 4 points.
I think the Wildcats win this game easily. I think this is a touchdown, 10 points, 13-point win for the Wildcats. I don't think Arizona State wants to be in this game. I don't think that the coaching staff thinks that there's any chance that they have a chance of holding up in the next couple of months, next couple of weeks. And they've already had their one shocking win, which was a couple of weeks ago, okay? So for Arizona, Arizona State got that Colorado win. Maybe not shocking, but that was their season. This is an Arizona team that actually beat UCLA a couple of weeks ago. They're not terrible. So I think they win this game by more than 4 points. Give me the Wildcats laying the four in the Territorial Cup.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
On to the NFL. Mraz is sniffing. He's sniffing. He's sniffing that waffle stuffing sandwich. He's sniffing that turkey. Smell that. That's a day of gluttony. Mraz is sniffing around the lines. What's he sniffing? Oh, he's sniffing Seahawks laying 3.5 against the Raiders. He's sniffing a bad Raiders team. He's sniffing a bad Raiders team going on the road to the Seahawks. He's sniffing a Seahawks team that's been rested off of a bye, and he's sniffing Seahawks laying 3.5. He's sniffing right. This is the play here. The Seahawks are going to beat the brakes off of the Raiders. Raiders don't want to be on that road trip. Raiders are faltering. Raiders got their feel-good win last week. They're going to come back down to earth. Seahawks rested, going to pound them in a submission at home. Geno makes a couple of big plays. Derek Carr throws a couple of bad interceptions. The Raiders go back to being the Raiders after beating the Broncos last weekend. Give me the Seahawks laying 3.5.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
And now, the final pick of the week, also in the NFL. And I'm looking at this Miami Dolphins team. And I'm saying this is the moment I think they really turn on the Jets. Final month and a half of the season. Offensively, they're healthy. Offensively, Tua's playing really good football. Offensively, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, everybody is clicking. After the trade deadline, they made some important moves. Running game is much better. Pass rush is good. And they're coming off beaten up on the Browns last game out. This is a chance 10 days later for the Dolphins two weeks later because they had the bye last week, right? A rested Dolphins team gets the worst team in football in their house, the Texans, coming up on Sunday. Off of a bye, offense working, largely healthy. Texans are just scrambled. We saw that even at home, they got pounded by the Commanders. Check out the total on the Dolphins here. The number's too big for me to play. It's just a really wide number. It's the Dolphins by what, 11 and a half or something like that?
12 and a half.
13 now.
Yeah, 13.
12 and a half or 13. Too big a spread for me. But team total on the Dolphins, they have it at 30. I think the Dolphins end up hitting 31, 33, 34, 35 points. I think they end up winning this game easily. Again, the 13's rich for my blood, but the team total on the Dolphins hitting 30 points, I think they do. You'd love to get it at 29.5 if you can find it, but if it's got to be 30, it's got to be 30. Give me the team total on the Dolphins 30 this Sunday against the Texans. And those are the Wizards' picks.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard is 5 games over .500 for the season, 30-25. Mraz, I think you're right. I think that Seahawks play is the play for this weekend.
Yeah, that is the line that is screaming to me the most all year.
Is there a number you're going to play tomorrow?
Yeah, I am actually going to play the under in Lions-Bills tomorrow. That is the game that screams out to me. That is
a high number.
It's like 53 or 54, and I think everybody just assumes two high-powered offenses going at each other.
54 and a half right now.
You know, and I think everybody, because we're so used to Thanksgiving football, forgets these Thursday night games tend to get off to slower starts. The numbers seem to get, you know, lower and lower. And now you're talking about a Thursday game at noon. You know, just don't assume that all of a sudden the fireworks explode in the first quarter. One slow first quarter could set this number back, and that's why I'm going to be on the under.
That total's a big number. That's the biggest total of the day and one of the biggest totals of the weekend, 54.5 Bills and Lions tomorrow. Patriots-Vikings total is very low, 42.5. If you believe the Vikings are poised for a bounce-back game and that the Patriots are overrated, then that's a total that you might hit on the over, but the Patriots' defense is their strength, and it's Kirk Cousins in prime time.
And not only that, it's hard to imagine the Patriots win this game or muck it up. Like, they're not going to score more than 17 points in the game.
Well, I think they can win 20-17.
It's under.
Yes, way under.
Yeah. Right. I guess my point is when you're betting that over, you got to assume the Patriots are going to contribute a little bit. Because they could really go the other way, and that could be, even if that's 30-10, you don't cover if it's a big Viking win.
Mr. Boyle, is there a number you'd play tomorrow?
I'm going to go to the most square tees of all, which I have a feeling millions of people will be on. Bills -2.5, Cowboys -2.5. I don't like the 9.5 on either of them. I don't think there's any way either of them lose. So I will take both of them to win by a field goal or more. And then we'll assess if that bet hits. We'll see how saucy we feel for Sunday night. But I'm leaning Patriots. I think
Thursday night.
What did I say?
You said Sunday night.
Sunday night?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, I'm leaning Patriots. If I can get it to 3, I'm all over it. 2.5, I'm going to wait and see. But I'll take my odds right now with the big faves, teasing them down, 7 points each.
Okay, very good. Standing by our final headline of the morning, here is Erica Herskowitz. Erica, good morning.
Good morning,
Erica,
DA.
Are you hosting Thanksgiving tomorrow?
I am not hosting Thanksgiving.
Do you ever host?
I do. Before the pandemic, I hosted every year.
Oh, so. That's right. And then the pandemic happened and you refused to see anybody ever.
That is not true. I just refuse to see you. No. No, no, no. No. I am actually hosting Friday, but I'm ordering in like Italian, so...
You're hosting what Friday?
Well, I mean, I have two sets of families, right? Because I'm married. So one set, one day, and then another set, we'll do another day.
So you split up the families. You guys can't combine forces there.
Nope, cannot.
Is it because it's oil and water or just because of travel stuff? Oh,
No, oil and water.
Really? Your family doesn't get along with his?
Right, yeah.
Wow. Yes. Is it his family's fault or yours?
No, it's like 100% my mother. So, yeah. Does that shock you? It really.
Well, 100%. I don't know your mom. No, I would think.
Yeah, but you know me and you know a little bit about my.
No,
my biting personality.
But I don't think that you would cause any trouble.
Never. No.
I don't see you playing poorly in the sandbox, but your mom. Your mom does. She'll just say something.
Oh, there is no zero filter on my mother. And then you get a few drinks in her and then there's like, like it's like diarrhea of the mouth. Like she's. It's just bad. And then his family is just not like that. So it's just, it's an issue. So, I'm married a very long time and we can't combine.
Was it an incident that happened at a specific holiday or your wedding or something?
Yeah, it happened at my wedding. and before my wedding, they just don't get along.
Don't tell me your mom said at your wedding, my daughter's too good for you.
No.
Okay.
Although my mom always thinks that, but no. My mom like dropped the F-bomb on my sister-in-law at my wedding. And it's just repercussions that have shaken my life for the last 25 years.
Yeah. I was going to say, and so you've been married for quite a while. So since the wedding 25 years ago, you are still.
Well, I'm married 22. We're together like over 25 and yet it's just never been good. And it's just, it's better separate, but equal. Like that's how we kind of go.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It's a lot more work for me typically because I'll host everything, but it's fine. It's better off because
I don't blame you. It's better to have two events that are more stress-free instead of having to crush everything into the same day, worrying, okay, I only got to worry about one day, but I got to worry about everything everybody says the entire day.
Yeah, like I dread, like even at my son's like makeshift barbecue bar mitzvah during the pandemic, my mom got into a fight with my brother-in-law. It's just so extra, my family.
So your mom got into a fight with the sister-in-law at your wedding and the brother-in-law at the bar mitzvah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yep.
Mrs. Herskowitz is a firecracker.
She's hot stuff. Yeah. You'd like her. She's funny.
Seems like she could be a good character on the show.
Yeah, she's very funny and she's sarcastic and she just says whatever she thinks, which is often a problem and has led me to like years of therapy. So, it is what it is. What can you say? Thank God for therapy. Yep.
Amazing. Well,
fun.
That does sound fun. Well, have a very happy Thanksgiving. And what's our final headlines?
All right. Well, where do Black Friday deals come with happy holiday feels? Lowe's, actually. Black Friday is happening now. Don't miss out on all of the deals on the top brands at Lowe's. Well, mystery solved. Arizona Cardinals offensive line coach and running game coordinator Sean Coogler was fired. And here's why. Reports say he groped a woman in Mexico City over the weekend. Mexican authorities were notified of the incident, which happened Sunday night, and then informed the Cardinals, who terminated Coogler and then sent him back to Arizona on a flight Monday morning. Coogler is the second Cardinals assistant coach to be accused of assaulting a woman this year. Meanwhile, in the NFL elsewhere, the Panthers say quarterback Sam Darnold is going to be the starter for the Sunday game against the Broncos, and the Rams waived their leading rusher, Daryl Henderson, yesterday. In the NBA, he thought it would be louder, thought the boos would be worse. Ben Simmons greeted, as you would expect him to have been greeted, in his old stomping ground in Philadelphia yesterday. The shorthanded Sixers beat the Nets 115-106. And the Suns knocked off the Lakers last night, 115-105. Mikal Bridges and Devin Booker scored 25 points apiece. The Kings topped the Grizzlies, 113-109. And the Pistons outscored the Nuggets, 110-108. And the World Cup has four games on the docket today. And right now, they are playing in the 77th minute. And Germany and Japan are tied at one. Earlier today, Morocco and Croatia played to a scoreless draw. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Erica. Very best to you and your family. When we come back here on the show, we've got advanced analytics and your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's advanced analytics.
Out of the three games tomorrow, which will be the best to take a nap through? 45% of you said the night game, Patriots-Vikings. 35% say the early game, Bills-Lions. Hard to get the nap in that early, but it's doable if you really work hard at it. 19% said Giants-Cowboys. The data department tells us the NFL will now hold Thanksgiving Day as the John Madden Thanksgiving celebration. Do we know what that entails?
No, we're going to find out tomorrow. I think they're doing stuff on the field for him. Like, there'll be stuff painted on the field and whatnot, and tributes throughout the broadcast.
Okay. Which is cool. The Lions have the most wins on Thanksgiving, as well as the most losses. They are 37-43. And 14 years ago on Thanksgiving, in what was supposed to be a game of two-hand touch with the family in the backyard, Pat Boyle broke his cousin's collarbone on a blindside block. The family has not been over for Thanksgiving since. Is that true? You broke a cousin's collarbone?
Yeah, I pancaked him, but...
Blindside?
Yeah, well, I mean, look. My other cousin threw an interception. My brother's running back. He's trying to chase him down. I'm not letting that happen. I came from the side, gave him one of these. Little elbow hip check. Collarbone in half.
So your cousin gets... pounded by you, falls over and falls right in his shoulder and snaps his collarbone.
Yep.
And so he's writhing in pain on the ground.
Yeah, my aunt didn't take too kindly to that one.
And so you got to call the ambulance? You drive him to the hospital?
Yeah, he went to the hospital.
Oh, no dinner that day.
And this...
I think it was, yeah, it was before dinner. That kind of ruined the day.
And that family, that side of the family has not come over since?
Not for Thanksgiving, no.
Wow. Oh, Boyle rules.
Oh, Boyle did rule the day. The Boyles, well, they're also Boyles, but...
You know, if you were to say what employee at CBS Sports Radio is most likely to break a cousin's collarbone in a turkey bowl, it's Pat Boyle.
It's absolutely Boyle. He is minus 2,500 on that leaderboard.
Not Boomer, not the MVP quarterback?
Plays a gentleman's kind of game. We're talking about a dirty kind of play.
What about Giannotti? He literally dump trucked you in the, sales room.
You give off the you-know-what vibes.
The hyper-competitive, even in a turkey bowl vibe.
Jim, I was gym class hero, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't turn it off, man. I don't know what you want from me.
That's right. Boomer can turn it off. Giannotti doesn't even really want to turn it on. unless right. Mraz is in front of him. But you can't turn it off.
No.
No. Boyle's the kind of guy that his 20-year high school reunion has to make apologies.
I'm not going. Do you think I'm showing up at that? You got the wrong guy.
What's our epic fail this morning?
The epic fail is the sexiest person list and a shocking reveal by Erica as well.
Yes, Erica weighed in. She was great today. Here it is, your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Channing Tatum.
Man, the Channing Tatum era was a long time ago.
It was.
He made himself a little goofy, but he...
Decade ago, but he's handsome.
You tell me right now, you give yourself a little cheddar and caramel popcorn, put your feet up and watch Magic Mike, and tell me the arousal level isn't through the roof.
Of course, all the time.
For my wife, it's a 10.
9.5 here.
2011, I always thought this guy didn't get enough play for being sexy. Bradley Cooper.
Poppycock.
You know what? I don't like Bradley Cooper.
No. What? He's very handsome.
Really?
I think Bradley
he's
Cooper's,
got a little beard.
I think he's
he plays
handsome
a
as
good
hell.
Role.
I think he does too.
No.
I think his eyes are handsome. I think his hair is really good. I think he carries himself with confidence, but also a little dollop of self-deprecation. He's not too overly serious. I think he's very handsome.
Look, great actor. Underrated actor. Great movies. His acting is clouded his looks.
Hmm. Oh, baloney.
He is not that good looking. Hmm.
Pardon me?
But I think sexy's different than pretty. So, I mean, I just...
That's right. Just me. You're right about that, Erica. You've got the right take.
You think Kate Hudson is sexy? She's not sexy.
I do not. No.
She's pretty.
I do not.
She's not sexy.
No.
She mentioned you're getting your gallbladder removed, and I got to tell you.
But Idris Elba, yeah, I'll go for that. I disagree about Bradley Cooper. He's very, very handsome.
Thank you.
And Paul Rudd... is very sexy.
It's an absolute stunner.
Is that right?
No, no he's not. No,
yes.
No.
Yes, he is.
Erica,
he
have
is...
you met him? Because I have. I can assure you he's disheveled.
I'm just telling you in the movies. And I'm
a
little biased.
On a Tuesday.
Because for me, like, he has the same look as, like, not that my husband's like that, but it's just, like, the same look.
Yeah.
I'm a little biased, yeah.
Like a cute, nice guy look is what you're
looking like
for.
Funny, nice guy. Yeah, that's my
Yeah, like bright-eyed.
He's going to bounce!
A little spunky, nice guy.
Sarcastic.
Well,
a little sarcastic. He's going to bring you coffee on a Sunday morning.
My husband does do that.
I'm saying, that's a Paul Rudd movie.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Steve in Severna Park, Maryland says, DA, I am thankful that we have this show every day to gather around, comment on, and listen to. I'm wishing you, the DA team, and the D'Alians the best tanks governor ever. Being the first... That will be easy. Hashtag Waco Wednesday. Steve just won the show. Waco Wednesday.
It does come after Taco
Wait a
Tuesday.
Minute.
There's a taco.
Wait a minute.
Taco Tuesday and today's Waco Wednesday.
How did he get a hold of that? Who is Steve? How's he getting a hold of Waco Wednesday?
Oh, man. That's really good. Roosevelt, by the way, tweets, DA, breaking news. Illness is sweeping through the Cowboys locker room. Several players did not practice. Same thing happened to the Giants last week, and they lost outright to the Lions. Load up on the G-men.
No, more Giants have the flu this week, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be a flu game for everybody.
Oh. It's league-wide flu game.
Yeah, Giants' best player right now can't talk because of the flu, Andrew Thomas.
Flu's giving tomorrow.
Flu's giving.
Dalton tweets... If it's going to be a Madden-themed Thanksgiving-type deal tomorrow, they better have a turducken being carved by Joe and Aikman.
Joe and Aikman ain't doing a game tomorrow.
No.
Burkhart and Olsen.
He also wrote, carved by Joe Aikman.
It's just the same punctuation guy.
Joe Aikman and Kurt...
Herbstreit.
Kurt Herbstreit.
I like that Joe Aikman guy. He's got good takes.
He announces and analyzes.
Oh, man. Dixieland Dan says, I can assure everybody birds are not robots. Not going to tell you how I know. Just trust me on that one. Fun fact, a lot of migratory birds fly nonstop from their nesting ground to the Canadian tundra all the way to the Mississippi River Delta here in Mississippi and Arkansas. How about that? Wow.
Oh, okay.
Terry tweets, the most stunning thing about today's news was the fact that you got together four people in one room who had never seen a map before. Yeah, only Merez guessed correctly where Tasmania was. The rest of us thought it would be off the coast of Africa. He guessed off the coast of Australia, between Australia and New Zealand. He was exactly right.
Lucky. Very lucky.
Yeah, I'm good at geography. That's not an easy one. Tasmania. It's a little island underneath Australia.
I would not have gotten it if not for Erica's clues, to be fair.
When she said it flew across the Pacific.
Right. And by the way, is that where the Tasmanian devil came from?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
And the Tasmanian devil is a real animal. It's not just a cartoon.
Why didn't he have an accent in the cartoon, though?
I don't think he spoke. I think he just...
They never gave him one line?
I don't think so.
They just subjected him to growling like a rabid-filled beast the entire length of his career?
Yeah, SAG-AFTRA didn't do well by the Tasmanian devil.
How is that a real animal? And why are they not in, like, the Bronx Zoo?
There might be. I mean, they might be endangered. But the Tasmanian devil does not look like the Tasmanian devil. He looks like a little dog, and he's got stripes, and he does not twist himself into a tornado every time that he moves.
Got it. Okay. Creative differences.
That'll do it for us this morning here on the show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pat Tom Boyle on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. And thanks to Erica Herskowitz on your headlines. Happy Tanks Governor, everybody. Have a happy, healthy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Enjoy the best of the DA show tomorrow morning, and I'll see you for Sunday morning football this weekend. The Mothership disconnects.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.